Ebola has been spreading through an eastern region of the Democratic Republic of Congo for more than 3 months. More than 240 people have been infected, and recently the tally of new cases has risen from about 10 to more than 30 per week. NPR's Nurit Eisenman explains why this outbreak is proving difficult to end.
Last month, Virgile Atia found himself in a town near the epicenter of the outbreak, surrounded by an angry crowd.
Some had rocks, some had empty bottles.
Atia is with the International Federation of the Red Cross and coordinator of these safe burial teams they send into the community when someone has died of Ebola at home. On this day, the team had come to pick up the body of a child.
An enfant de 7 ans.
A boy of 7. Atia says the crowd of about 150 neighbors started gathering as soon as the team arrived. At first, people were just watching as the team pulled on protective suits and walked into the house. Then, just as the team was about to put the boy into a body bag,
the boy's father rushed in and said he'd changed his mind. He didn't want his son taken this way.
That's when the mood in the crowd shifted, from curious to menacing in an instant. The team immediately backed off, started taking off their suits as quickly as they dared.
You just fear the worst. You're trying not to look like you're rushing, because showing fear will provoke the crowd. But you're also trying to get out before someone throws the first rock, because you know once that happens, everyone will start throwing.
Atia and his team did manage to drive off in time, but the DRC's government reports that health workers are being threatened like this 3 or 4 times a week. Partly it's because many people in the communities where Ebola is now spreading had never heard of it, so they're resistant to giving up their loved ones to these strange people in scary plastic suits. But there's another issue. Ashish Pradhan is a senior analyst with International Crisis Group.
The local population is very distrustful of the government.
Even though this part of the DRC has a lot of mineral wealth, people are desperately poor. Many believe the ruling authorities only care about exploiting the wealth for themselves.
They haven't seen anything from this government.
Perhaps most of all, they are furious that for years now, multiple armed rebel groups have roamed the area, and neither the central government nor a United Nations peacekeeping force that is thousands strong has offered much protection. Just 10 days ago, one of these groups reportedly killed 15 civilians and kidnapped a dozen children. And so, says Pradhan, when an authority figure, be it from the government or a foreign health worker, shows up to warn about Ebola,
there's a questioning of whether this outbreak is even real, you know, whether there are ulterior motives that the government has.
Also, after pretty much every attack by a rebel group, people in the affected town or city have been staging street protests, during which Ebola responders are forced to hunker down. That includes health workers who would normally be tracing anyone who has had contact with an infected person so the contact can be vaccinated and monitored. Ray Arthur is one of the officials tracking the Ebola epidemic for the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
So every time this happens, your teams don't go out, they don't see the contacts.
And the disease spreads. The World Health Organization has called for more security in the outbreak zone. But Pradhan of International Crisis Group says the U.N. is trying to wind down its presence in the DRC, so it's very unlikely they'll add peacekeepers in the outbreak zone. Right now, the U.N.'s main focus in the DRC are elections that are set for December, making sure the government actually holds them and doesn't crack down on opposition groups.
In fear of that, the U.N. has had to shift its pieces around the chessboard.
Away from the east, where Ebola is spreading, to other parts of the country. Health workers have managed to vaccinate a record number of people, more than 24,000 so far. And the CDC's Arthur says that's why, despite the violence, this outbreak is not spiraling.
But the longer this goes on, we may get to the point where that dampening effect that we have of using the vaccine is no longer keeping the level of transmission down.
And then, Arthur says, we could move into a more explosive outbreak. Nurit Eisenman, NPR News.